Sometimes what you say and what other people hear can be two very different things. Maybe you can relate to the young mother from Ohio who wanted her family to be a beacon of hope during the coronavirus lockdown. She handed chalk to her two boys, ages 6 and 8, and asked them to write messages on the driveway. She wanted delivery drivers and passers-by to be greeted with encouragement and good cheer. Later, when the mom checked on their progress, she discovered that her boys had covered the driveway and sidewalks with messages like, "Stay away, do not enter, and get lost." And that wasn't what she intended. Misunderstandings like that happen a lot in marriage too. My wife once asked me to save money by not buying her a gift for her birthday. Not only did I not buy her a birthday gift, I didn't do anything to celebrate. And I knew how badly I had misunderstood her when she said, "Jim, when I told you not to buy me a gift, I didn't mean don't think of me at all." George Bernard Shaw once said, "The single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place." And he's right. What we say and what other people hear are often two very different things. The key is to remember that whether you're the one speaking or the one listening, effective communication is a two-way street. The person speaking must clearly say what they mean. The person listening must hear not just what is said, but what is meant. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly. It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.